Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. So happy to be hanging out with you on this Thursday morning. And I am very excited to welcome to the studio my new friend, Krista Brandt, who is here to talk all about Valerie's House Pensacola. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning. Thank you, Ruthie.
So excited. I have been hearing about Valerie's House from my dear friend Meg Rich, and she has just really shared her passion for the organization. And I want to give you a chance to just share with our community, what is Valerie's House and why now? Why in Pensacola are we talking about it?
Yes, no, thank you. And yeah, Meg is one of our advisory council members, and just fantastic to work with her. We have a great advisory council. So Valerie's House Pensacola will actually be the first and only grief support program in Pensacola focused solely on helping children grieve. And it's really the first of kind in our entire region. So just to give a little bit of background, Valerie's House was actually started in 2016 in Fort Myers by CEO and founder Angela Melvin. And her and I were introduced through a mutual friend, and she and I immediately bonded over our shared experience. We both lost our mom when we were 11.
Oh my goodness.
And then our siblings were both 8. So there's just an immediate bond between the two of us. And one of the biggest gaps that we experienced when we were young was we didn't know anybody else who had lost somebody like that close to you. And so we often just pushed the grief away because kids deal with grief in such a different way. So in working and just, you know, finding that passion, we are now going to be able to bring all the success that they've had in Southwest Florida with Valerie's House and bring it and open a chapter here in Pensacola. And we are just so excited to be able to offer this to the community.
That is such just a tender story. I love hearing that, first of all, you found someone, right, to share this or with a similar shared experience in your past. And I got goosebumps. So you were both 11 and your siblings were both 8. And that instead of letting that stop you or, you know, just thinking, okay, I found a friend, you're really catalyzing that into a chance to help children there in Fort Myers and now also here in our community. And am I right in thinking Valerie was Angela's mother's name?
Is that right? Correct. Yes.
So it's named after her mom, which is just, oh my gosh, it just pulls on my heart. And what an amazing resource to bring here to Pensacola. So what is the connection between Fort Myers and Pensacola that we were able to now get our own Valerie's House chapter? Is that what we're calling it?
Yes, that's what we're going to be calling it. And really, it's just because Angela and I started talking and sharing that bond. And I actually had reached out to her more from a mentor perspective because I wanted to do something similar. But as we started our conversations, it made more sense to just bring the success that they've already had and bring it here. They have the programs and we'll be able to immediately implement those within small group settings. So the way that it works is that it is peer-to-peer support groups, bereavement groups. So we bring the children together and they work in their age groups through their grief process, right? Our mission is to help children and families work through the loss of a loved one so that they can go on and live fulfilling and meaningful lives. And it is such a need here in Pensacola because we actually have some specific stats, which is somewhat shocking when I found them out. Right now, we know that there are close to 6,000 children in Escambia County alone that are already grieving the loss of a parent. That's followed up by Santa Rosa is around 2,200 who have already lost the parent. And that's not even, those numbers don't even include those that might have lost a sibling. So by being able to bring those kids together, they can help each other process grief and do it in a healthy way. And we are just so thrilled and the need is so high, and we're just excited to partner with different organizations and get out there in the community and start really being able to make an impact.
That's amazing. I had no idea that the, you know, the stats were that high. That's pretty shocking. And like you mentioned, that's loss of a parent mm-hmm. that we know about.
Right.
Something like a sibling, which of course, how devastating and could possibly be a defining moment in your life. And so
absolutely.
I love the mission that, loss happens and it is a reality, and that does not have to define mm-hmm. the rest of your story, that it can be a part of your story, but not the end of it.
Absolutely. And I always say, I want my tragedy to be a gift to somebody else.
Oh, that is just so strong, Krista. I'm just getting chills all over the place this morning. And so there's been great success with these programs down in South Florida. So what are some of the ones that you're really excited to see? I know you said the peer-to-peer, so like bringing the kids together who are going to at least understand that the other people in the room mm-hmm. have an idea of what you're going through or can relate in some way. What are some of the outcomes that you're excited to see like start taking place here in our community?
Yeah, absolutely. So kids are going to be able to work through that grief and actually be able to talk about it. A lot of times children don't want to talk about it. And so unfortunately things, you know, it comes out in their behavior. And instead of dealing with the cause, sometimes the behavior is dealt with, right? So kids are going to be able to talk about it. They're going to feel comfortable knowing that, you know, death is a reality and it's okay. And we can get through it, and others are going through it as well. And it's also okay to have so many different emotions, right? And we can work through them. So, you know, we'll be working with the kids are separated by groups, by age group. And so they do age-appropriate type activities to help facilitate that open discussion and dialogue between them.
I love that. And that really, yeah, I used to work with kids, so I understand that having, you know, a 12-year-old in the room and then a 5-year-old in the room is right. probably not going to be as productive as some, you know, developmentally appropriate activities, I imagine. There's maybe some all kinds of opportunity for, like, whether it's role-playing or processing, because, like you said, a lot of times kids don't have the communication tools to express what they're mm-hmm. going through, and so where does that show up? It's in how they act and how maybe act out, and that can lead to other, you know, school records and reports and things that can then just compound with the, like you said, this underlying, like, the real cause of what
right,
is happening
right.
here.
Absolutely.
So giving them those tools. Is there a component of this that also helps the adult in the children's lives?
Yes, absolutely. So it's children and family. So when we are doing groups that same night as the children are meeting with each other, we're also the caregiver, whether that is the parent that is now a widow, or oftentimes it's a grandparent now who's stepping back in to be a full-time parent to their grandchild. And those caregivers are meeting at the same time. Right. And they're sharing their experiences and helping others and each other's get through this.
I love that. And so wraparound services mm-hmm. and it's not even, you know, you're trying to step out to get some caregiver support. And then what do you do with the kids? Like, it's all in one place.
Right.
I love that. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Krista Brandt. We're talking about Valerie's House Pensacola. Fabulous new resource. Awesome new nonprofit coming to our community. We're going to keep talking a little bit more after the break. So please stay with us and we'll be right back.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Darrell's Sewing is now the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems by Bernina, Juki, and Baby Lock. Darrell's also carries a large selection of sewing machine furniture by Koala, Arrow Kangaroo, and TaylorMade. In addition, they've expanded their fabric department with several brands to choose from. Darrell's Sewing has over 60 models to try, and financing is available. For more info, call them at 438-5444. 438-5444. Darrell's Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Or online at sewinginpensacola.com. Sewinginpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Neil. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. because you have questions, we all do. What sort of doctor should I be seeing for this problem? What kind of testing do I need done? We talk about your health problems, so join me tomorrow from 9 to 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Traffic may be a challenge, but Baptist is bridging the gap to your care by providing access to health services, which includes Baptist Hospital, Baptist Medical Parks, and physician clinics at convenient locations throughout Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. No matter which side of the 3-mile bridge you're at, Baptist Healthcare is close by to provide the care you need close to work, home, and school. Visit ebaptisthealthcare.org to find a convenient location near you, or to schedule a telehealth appointment with Baptist Healthcare.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents our 7th annual Pensacola Christmas Concert, featuring favorite holiday music performed by local choirs, orchestras, singers, and musicians. If you are a local performer or music group, we'd like to include you. Submissions must be broadcast quality and in digital format sent to us by Friday, December 4th. For more information, visit our website at newsradio923.com.
This is Bobby Rossi from Pensacola Right Now. In honor of Veterans Day, I want to thank our nation's veterans who put their lives at risk so I can enjoy the freedoms I have today. Thank you for your dedication to our country.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. and I'm speaking this morning with Krista Brandt, and now we are also joined by Valerie Melvin, who is the founder. Angela Melvin of Valerie's House. Pardon me. And Angela just landed at the Pensacola Airport to be in town for some community meetings as we're getting our own chapter of Valerie's House set up. And thank you so much for calling straight from the airport, Angela.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Yes, ma'am. We appreciate it. I know that we had some travel changes this morning and you just landed and just got off the plane, and we're so grateful that you hopped right on. I think that probably is a true reflection of your passion for this organization and the incredible work that you're doing just to help improve the lives of kids and families.
Yes, we are down south from you guys, as you know, Fort Myers area, where the Hurricane Ida or Tropical Storm Ida was coming our way yesterday. So I know you guys can feel our pain there, but we survived it and are okay. But it did delay my flight a bit, but I'm here now and I can't wait to meet up with Krista. This will be my second trip to Pensacola, sharing about Valerie's House and the important work of helping kids who have had a death in the family. And I wanted to tell you, don't feel bad about calling me Valerie Melvin. That was my mother, and many people call me Valerie all the time because I'm just so ingrained in everything Valerie's House. And I am her daughter, and she was my inspiration. I did lose her when I was young, similar to Krista, and it is the purpose behind the cause.
Well,
so I'm used to it. And half the time, I don't even correct people.
I was thinking, oh, it's Valerie's House. And I had a chance to check out the website, which I would encourage people to do, to see that story. And Angela, I just want to say thank you so much for being strong enough to share that story and turn it into this organization that exists to help others through their possibly, you know, just the one of the hardest things that you could ever go through as a child, especially. And then also, we were talking a little bit before the break about the wraparound services for the whole family. So the caregivers also get some tools and some support from others who are going through something just almost unimaginable for someone who's not been through that, that this resource would exist. So what is on the docket, ladies, this week that as we start getting things up and running, what's happening next?
Yeah, so we have several meetings over the next couple days, just with various community leaders and other nonprofits, and really just coming together so that we can collaborate on how we help them and to make them aware of we might be able to help some of the individuals that they serve. You know, one of the final things we're going to be wrapping up is because of Angela's relationship that she has with Paula Schell, who is the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, we're actually going to be able to launch our first set of groups in their new building. And so we are super excited to be really working through those final details and looking to launch in early 2021. So we're working through all of those things over the next couple of days.
Wow, that's incredible. We are big fans of Paula Schell and Big Brothers Big Sisters here, and especially at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, and also just in general in the community. The work that they do cannot be overstated for our, you know, just the kids. And it's so easy to say, oh, it's for the children, but like this really truly is a way that you're touching children's lives. So how awesome that you guys are going to be partnering together. So that's coming up soon. What is it looking like as far as launching these services, or, you know, if people are like, I need that yesterday, what can people expect about when they can start participating in these programs?
Yeah, so I'll take a little bit of that, and then we'll also let Angela get some feedback. But so right now we're really focused on driving our volunteer base. We are doing actually a training this Saturday, but we'll be doing another, really the big training coming in January. And so we need volunteers to help with actually group facilitation, but we also just need volunteers to help do a variety of different things, right? So we are doing that. We are also, we are looking for a part-time family coordinator. And that individual is going to help us do the family intakes. And, you know, we're ready to actually start doing some enrolling now and talking to families and helping them know that there is help on the way.
That's exciting. Okay, so there's an open position. And, yeah, so, Angela, I want to let you add to that, too. What else is happening that you're excited about and as services start to become open for families here in Pensacola?
I guess the better question would be, what am I not excited about when it comes to Valerie South of Pensacola? I was sitting next, this is just the way it has been from the moment Chris and I had our first conversation 8 months ago, right before the pandemic. I sat next to someone on the plane just a few minutes ago from Atlanta to Pensacola who had lost both parents when he was in college and his sister was still in high school, and he's a doctor. Traveling back and forth, working actually on the COVID vaccine. So very interesting story. But out of all people, of course, that I'm going to sit next to on the plane is someone who lost both parents as a child.
Wow.
So it's all around us. And of course, we exchanged information. And I said, you could be an inspiration to our kids, because what we want our children who are grieving to understand is that loss does not have to limit their dreams. And we say that at Valerie's House all the time. Many people and children who grieve and go through these trials become incredible leaders for our community and for our country. In fact, 1/3 of United States presidents have lost a parent. There's just some staggering numbers out there, but the child can go either way. And there, you know, you either can become ambitious and successful and utilize your grief to do wonderful things, or you can fall the other way into depression and drugs and loneliness and a boat just kind of being blown in the wind without really any direction. And that's what we want to prevent. We want to get there at this pivotal time in these kids' lives and the families' lives and help show them another way. And we do that peer-to-peer, friend to friend, parent to parent. This is not formal counseling. We will look at hiring some social workers and licensed clinicians. We do have our program director out of South of Florida who will be overseeing the program team. Here is a licensed social worker with 20 years background. But the work that we do is not formal counseling. It is peer support, and the impact of grief is really about knowing you're not alone. And so that's really where we differentiate ourselves from some clinical approaches out there. And this has been around, this approach, peer-to-peer group grief support, for 30 years with the first Children's Grief Center in Portland, Oregon, called the Dougie Center in the 80s. and then Valerie's House opening up in 2016 in the Southwest Florida area. And now, with hopes that things continue to go in the right direction, opening up in the Escambia Panhandle area to be able to provide a gap there that we know is desperately needed.
That's just absolutely incredible. I love hearing the story. We are always looking to improve the lives and outcomes, especially for our youngest citizens, are just our most precious resource. So if people are interested in staying in touch or finding out more about the volunteer opportunities, what is the best way for them to get connected?
Yeah, so the easiest way is going to be to go to the website, which is valerieshouse.org. And then you can go to the location section, and on the Pensacola page, it'll have information on how to, you know, email or call me directly, and we can get you plugged in based on, you know, how you want to get involved. We are just excited to get more people involved in this and know that so many other people have gone through what Angela and I have gone through, and we're just excited to come together and help.
We're also looking for possible board members, as we're creating a governing council here, an advisory council, and donors and supporters. This is a free service. So if this is something that really speaks to you, please consider giving this holiday season to Valerie's House Pensacola. You can find all of the information on our website as we begin to build up a fund here in Pensacola to support the kids.